FNC's Carlson, "Your children are being taught by some of the most ignorant people in the country." By Jeff Poor on July 7, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson ripped those in charge of public education, particularly the teachers' unions, for supporting the teaching of critical race theory and other ideologies in public schools' classrooms. The Fox News host warned that those teaching that subject matter were some of the most ignorant people in the country. Transcript as follows. Carlson, where else are you going to go that's better? Nowhere. America is still full of happy, decent and independent-minded people. The attitudes of our leaders may have changed dramatically in recent years and they have, but the virtues of our population have not changed. That's the good news. The bad news is the people in charge are working hard to make Americans hate our own country. If you made the mistake of going online this weekend, you saw them pouring out their misery on social media. Instead of enjoying hot dogs and fireworks with the kids they don't have, they were on Twitter yelping about slavery and white supremacy and what a terrible place the United States is. It's easy to ignore people like this, you just turn off your screen and then go live your life. Unfortunately, it is much harder to shield your children from them. That's the problem. Case in point, last week, the largest teachers' union in the country, the National Education Association, announced that its new and first priority is making anti-American indoctrination, race-based indoctrination, mandatory in every classroom in the country. All K-12 schools, the union declared, must teach children that, quote, white supremacy, anti-blackness, anti-indigeneity, racism, patriarchy, cis, heteropatriarchy, capitalism, ableism and anthropocentrism are embedded in every aspect of American society. So, if you're a straight white American, even if you're a very small child, you are guilty. It's your fault. You're a bad person. That's what teachers will be telling your children this fall. The teachers' union ended this statement with this line, which is so hilariously revealing that it does belong in a museum somewhere, and we hope it makes it. Quote, as the ancient African proverb says, know thyself. The African proverb, except it's not an African proverb. Know thyself is of course Greek, as any literate person knows. It was inscribed by the ancient Greeks in the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. But the teachers' union did not know this. So not only are these people crazed ideologues, they are stupid. Your children are being taught by some of the most ignorant people in the country. How did that happen? God knows how it happened, but you better not complain about it, or else Joe Biden's Praetorian Guard will denounce you on television as a racist. Begin video clip. Don Lemon, CNN anchor, but the former vice president tonight also joining the rest of the GOP pushing false right-wing talking points about the teaching of critical race theory. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, Gates and the other Trumpers want critical race theory to just be a foghorn. There are no more dog whistles. This is about the woke left making the white man pay for things. Joy Reid, MSNBC host, claims of reverse racism have been the bread and butter of the modern Republican Party for decades, and now they have a new boogeyman to latch onto, critical race theory. End video clip. Carlson, It's a boogeyman. It's not real. You imagined it. You're crazy. Despite the fact the teachers' union just spelled out in a document calling for more, yes, critical race theory. But if you notice that, if you object in any way to the current obsession with race, the one subject no normal person really wants to obsess over, then you yourself are obsessed with race and you must be stopped because you're dangerous. That's what they're saying, not just a few of them, all of them are saying that, and as always, they're saying it in unison. So, what does the average person do about this? What does it take to fight back against it? And of course, you should be fighting back against it because everything is at stake. You can't have a multiracial democracy if people retreat into their tribes and hate each other as this curriculum teaches them to do. So what do you do? Well, whatever you do, it's going to take some courage. Daniel Kincannon learned that the hard way. Until a few weeks ago, Kincannon was an administrator at Northwest Elementary School in Manchester, New Hampshire. Like so many school employees, he was then forced to participate in training about the fundamental moral flaws inherent to white people. As an American and a normal person, someone who admires Martin Luther King, he objected to this. On the other hand, He, like most people, had very little power to do anything about it. He wasn't a rich person, he was making about 30 grand a year. He needed the job. But in the end, his conscience would not allow him to participate in something this poisonous. So, he resigned. And if you get a minute, look up his resignation letter. It's online. He ends it this way, quote, "I wish the Trotsky disciples at Manchester School District nothing but failure in their ongoing quest for civilizational degradation. I leave you with the only verbal response befitting an attempt at anti-white indoctrination, fu. Well, it wasn't so long ago that Daniel Kincannon and men and women like him would have been considered heroes. He is a man of conscience. He was willing to sacrifice his own job to do the right thing. But he is not considered a hero anymore. In fact, he has been effectively disappeared. You may not have heard his name until tonight. There aren't a lot of Daniel Kincannons out there, and that's the point. The few that arise are muted so that no one will follow them. Corporate media has no interest in amplifying their stories or the story of this guy. This man is a father who showed up at a school board meeting recently in Illinois and decided to tell a few obvious truths. Here's what he said. Begin video clip. Ty Smith, a father in Illinois and an outspoken conservative YouTuber. You're going to deliberately teach kids this white kid right here got it better than you because he's white. You're going to personally tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How did I get, first of all, I've only got 5 minutes now, 5 minutes, two medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house, worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You're going to tell me somebody who looked like all you all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing this stuff since I was 18 years old talking to black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. And there is not one white person ever don't keep any of them from getting there. So CRT is a lot of BS. End video clip. Carlson, it must be one of those alt-right QAnon people CNN is always warning you about. It's BS, he said, and you heard the applause in the background. The overwhelming majority of Americans and pollsters have found this pretty clearly, think this is insane. They think you should judge people by what they do, not on the basis of their skin color. They believe in Martin Luther King. So, it is BS. In fact, it's more than that, it's civilization-ending poison. But it's everywhere. How widespread is it? Well, we can't really be sure until we finally get cameras in the classroom as we put them on the chest of police officers. Until we finally get a civilian review board in every town in America to oversee the people teaching your children, forming their minds, and let's hope we get both of those very soon. But until we do, we can't know exactly how widespread this is. But there are indications. We know that these ideas, this poison, has made it all the way to expensive private schools in central Ohio. Columbus Academy among them. Columbus Academy, one of the most prestigious schools in the state of Ohio. Tuition more than 30 grand a year per student. In the past year, Columbus Academy, which has a long history of academic excellence, has become race-obsessed. School administrators aren't working to help unwed teenage mothers or improve black neighborhoods that might actually make the country better. If you want to talk about race, maybe you could improve someone's life, but they're not. Instead, they're doing what all guilty white liberals do. They've adopted the same familiar racist curriculum. Some people are better than other people based on the color of their skin. They have been teaching that. And a lot of parents went along with it. They didn't say a word. They didn't know what was happening, or they were too afraid to speak up. But two mothers decided they weren't going to have it, so they objected. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.